right now is the orange line, which will connect at that manhole, will connect to the drop structure and then to the tunnel. And so that includes piping and a flow meter and valves and sampling ports. So we've gotten costs from the contractor. We are reviewing those costs right now, but there are certain elements that are long lead time materials that we have reviewed that we want to recommend authorizing the purchase of those now as we review the labor and the equipment costs for a future authorization by the commission. So overall, it's about $3 million. Right now, the current authorization for just the materials is $558,000. Next slide. Oh yeah, so now I'm going to talk about the next. So this is the front of plant influent pipeline repair. So as you can see on the photo on the left is a picture that was taken during the evaluation of our current influent pipeline, which is the pipeline that the front of plant project will connect to, so that we can connect the headworks, the new headworks that we're building, to the rest of the plant, so it can go through the rest of the plant processes. And you can see some external evidence of corrosion, and we did a comprehensive ultrasonic thickness testing of that pipeline and found that over the last 40 years it has experienced corrosion and is in need of repair. So the type of repair method that was recommended is called carbon fiber reinforced polymer wrap, and the picture on the right is a picture of someone applying this carbon fiber wrap inside of a pipeline. So it comes in these sheets that are laid within the entire diameter of the pipeline, and then a substrate is basically painted on top of those sheets in order to get them in place and to harden. And so the great thing about the carbon fiber wrap is that it not only will protect against corrosion, it'll provide, it's got its own structural integrity. So even in locations where the steel may have lost some structural integrity, this coating that we're putting on will regain that structural support. So the contract change order for that work is $2.25 million. And in this case, this will be a contract change order to the front of plant project, but it's really, we would have had to do this work as part of our capital improvement, overall capital improvement program anyway. So it's an increase to this project, but not an increase to the entire capital improvement program at SVCW. Next slide, Jessica. Thank you. So the last change order as part of this agenda item is the pump station improvements project. And this was certainly something that was discussed and on the risk register and continues to be on the risk register, and that is the risk of doing underground construction. You know, at the beginning of the project, you collect as much information as you can about the utilities in the street, and the designers got record drawings for every known utility in Shoreway Road. But then inevitably you start digging and you find something that either wasn't shown on any of the drawings or was in a different location. And that's what we found here. So on the picture on the left, so in order to build the shafts, the first, and this is for this microtunneling project, it's a series of shafts that are built in the street, and then the microtunneling machine goes between the shafts. The first thing that needs to happen is any utilities that are going through the shaft area need to be relocated. outside of the area so that we can dig, 20 feet down. And that's as you see on the right, we have to drive sheet piles and dig straight down. So the first thing we need to do is make sure there aren't going to be any utilities in the way. And so for a couple of the shafts, we discovered a storm drain that was not on any of the record drawings and needed to be dealt with in relocating utilities. So that's a contract change order of $208,000 to deal with that differing site condition. So next slide, please. So I know that was a lot of information, and I'm happy to take any questions on any or all of those change orders.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions, commissioners? Pretty expensive. I'm sorry that I'm echoing. I have no idea.
Okay. It's not so bad.
Okay. So I don't see any hands up. I think it was pretty comprehensive and straightforward. Surprise, surprise, what's under the ground? Who knows? Every time we go through, right?
That's right.
Okay. If not, can I get it? Oh, Commissioner Addy?
Yeah, so we're looking at another $2.5 million in the near future of specifically for these subjects.
Yes.
Or $3 million?
For the grass yes. pipeline.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And does the 18 or so million that you referenced previously in the other agenda items, include, is that reduced by this $5 million that we're looking at here?
Yes, so once those become change orders, the contingency amount gets reduced by that same amount.
Okay,
basically the money goes from the contingency pot to the project pot, right?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Collins, did you have your hand raised?
No, I did not, but I do have a question. Do we need three separate motions for these change orders?
Christine?
Sure, only if one of the direct commissioners wants to pull one out separately to vote on it, but there's consensus, I guess. Certainly can approve three in one motion.
Okay.
All right. If there are no other questions, can I get a recommendation for approval?
Sure. I'll recommend that we approve items 1 through 3 of, this is what, 5C? 8C. Approve contract change order to Gravity Pipeline Project, change order to Front Plant Project for Influent Pipeline Repair, and approve change order to Pump Stations Improvements Project.
Thank you. Okay. Can I hear a second?
Seconded.
Okay. Commissioner Lieberman, roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Addy?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
The next item, 8D, is a consideration of resolution approving professional service agreements with Operational Technical Services LLC for temporary staffing.
Yes, I'll go through this relatively quickly. Jessica, can you run through? I certainly don't expect the commissioners to read this. I just kind of wanted to do a snapshot of our current organizational chart. And Jessica, the next slide, please. The focus that we're having now in having a particularly challenging time hiring staff is what's circled in green on the lower right, our controls technicians and our senior electricians. We were fortunate to gain a senior controls technician that will, that person will start on December 27th. And he came from a different treatment plant and he's highly qualified. So thankfully we have that one taken care of, but we continue to find difficulty in filling senior electrician positions. And in fact, one of our senior electricians who has been here 30 plus years has just announced his retirement in March. So not only do we have one current opening, we'll have two soon. So to handle this, as we wrote in the commission agenda letter, we have several actions that we're taking that should suffice for the longer term in bringing current staff up to higher knowledge base and senior level. But in the short term, we're in kind of dire situation. So Jessica, go to the next slide, please. Again, industry-wide, this is happening in every single treatment plant in the industry, wastewater and water industry. As you know, we're having a lot of retirements. People that started, you know, a lot of the treatment plants got clean water funding and came online in the 1980s. And so, you know, we're seeing the very large number of retirements happening. And then, of course, it's highly critical that we have very experienced technical staff. This company, Operational Technical Services, does provide us with a temporary stopgap solution. The majority of folks that work for them are retired from the industry, so they're familiar with the wastewater industry. So we think it's a good solution. And me working with Christine, need to finalize the agreement with Operational Technical Services. One of the things that we need to watch out for is the CalPERS requirements for if they happen to be CalPERS retirees. You know, they're limited on the number of hours that they can spend, as well as the question about contract employee versus an employee. So those are some items that we'll be working on with Operational Technical Services. But rather than losing a month and waiting for the next commission meeting, we thought to bring it forward to the commission for your approval for us to negotiate an agreement with this company so that we can get somebody on the plant site and started working. So with that, I can answer any questions. The recommendation is to authorize me to negotiate a professional services agreement with Operational Technical Services. Jessica, this is the next slide. And again, I can answer any questions.
Do you have a contingency plan as we move forward, a sustainable plan for folks as they move up in the industry and noting the challenges that we have? And even if you bring qualified staff from out of the area, the expense of moving and all the things that we know as any of us that have had to hire. And as we hear this issue over and over in all types of business and professions.
We're pursuing different routes for a long-term sustainability, one of which I mentioned is to bring in-house staff already. For example, two of our maintenance mechanics have indicated interest to getting into the electrical side of things and already come with a pretty solid knowledge base of you know, the electrical system here. The other thing we do, and Monty's really good at this, he teaches courses, for Gavilan Community College that provides classes in operations maintenance. So we have, you know, through that, Monty and SVCW is well known to a lot of students that are wanting to get into the field. And lastly, you know, a lot of it makes a difference of how well managed and directed by the commissioners the agency is. You know, as I noted in our agenda letter, SVCW does have a very strong reputation in the wastewater industry, and that makes a difference when people are deciding where to go to. So obviously we want to maintain that high level of reputation in the field. So we can.
From what I hear, there's a two-year degree at Gavilan College that someone can start a position in.
Yes, yes.
What is that program?
Monty, can you respond to that?
Yeah, Gavilan College offers a water management program where you can actually get an associate degree or get a certificate. And it really kind of covers everything in the water wastewater operations side, as well as instrumentation, basic electrical, pumps and motors, a lot of different classes that are particular to the industry. And it gives them a really good foundation for when they go out and start looking for work. And also there's other organizations that feed from these programs into internships, which is very helpful. So something that we're looking into too in the near future.
Yeah, thanks, Monty. The other organization that we work with is one called BayWorks, and BayWorks is seeking, well, not seeking, but they do give training to high school graduates to get into the wastewater industry, and that's the vehicle that we can get interns from BayWorks and give them some hands-on experience here at SBCW. So we participate in that as well.
Thank you for that. Okay, any other questions, comments on item 8D? Okay, hear none, so I would like to ask for a motion for approval.
I'll move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. A roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Oddy?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Item 10, we do not have nine, we do not have a closed session or 10. So I think unless there are other comments, we are ready to adjourn, and I just want to thank everyone for their work this year and wish everyone happy holidays. And yes, then we will see you on January 10th. Would anybody like to make any other comments?
Just to wish everybody a happy holiday season and stay healthy and safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will echo those feelings.
Great. Thank you, commissioners. All right, everyone.
All right. Take care.
See you Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.